Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and great news for the Biden family. What's the great news for the Biden family? That apparently they are going to get some kind of resolution on some of the charges against Hunter Biden. Why? Because the special counsel, David Weiss, is actually going to be seeking an indictment. And it seems to me that this will probably reduce the pressure that a lot of people are trying to bring to bear to impeach Joe Biden. In other words, if Hunter Biden is facing trial and facing an indictment coming up from a grand jury, wouldn't that be the right place to look at some of his wrongdoing? Now, part of this, it appears to be centered on the firearms violation that Hunter Biden almost surely committed. He had filled out an application for a gun, and on the application it asked, do you take any illegal drugs? Which is reasonable enough. You don't want people who are drug addicted having firearms. That's probably not a great idea. And in fact, during that time period, we now know, and he's now admitted, Hunter Biden was heavily involved with narcotics of every kind, including heroin and cocaine. And this is really very, very problematic for the son of the President of the United States. CNN is reporting Special Counsel David Weiss intends to seek an indictment against President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, relating to gun charges, and he will be seeking this indictment by the end of this month. That's what the Justice Department announced today, just did. Hunter Biden had previously reached a deal involving a gun possession charge that would have allowed him to avoid prosecution if he met certain conditions over a 24-month period. Once his plea deal fell apart in court, and it fell apart in court not because Hunter rejected it or because the prosecutors rejected it, it's because the judge rejected it. She had never seen anything quite like that. It was a sweetheart deal, and it didn't fly. And once his plea deal fell apart in court, the future of the gun deal has been in limbo. The Speedy Trial Act, this is a statement by the Justice Department, the Speedy Trial Act requires that the government obtain the return of an indictment by a grand jury by Friday, September 29th, 2023, at the earliest. So we're talking about, what is it, about 3 weeks from now. And which is an indication, by the way, that they're pretty confident they're going to get this indictment. And the President of the United States will be facing trial, not the President, but the President's son, on felony charges. The government intends to seek the return of an indictment in this case before that date, said the Special Counsel's Office of the Justice Department in a court filing. Biden's lawyers are expected to submit their own filing by the end of the day. Look, I do think that this is good news, and it's appropriate news, because again, the one thing that would be extraordinarily destructive, it seems to me, for the country right now would be in the midst of a presidential election. and yes, we have the midst of a presidential election, to begin pursuing Joe Biden with an impeachment investigation. First of all, we have this matter of trying to avoid a government shutdown. A government shutdown will help no one. It certainly won't help the Republicans maintain control of the Congress of the United States, because this time it would be almost entirely blamed on the Republicans in the House of Representatives, who are going to have a tough time anyway because of redistricting that is going on. There's a number of cases in Alabama, in Florida, in New York, where there are courts that are ordering redistricting to maximize the influence and the impact of people of color in those districts. And with that going on, it's already going to be a tough race for Republicans in the House to maintain their majority. That majority depends upon 16 seats where Joe Biden carried those districts, but the Republicans managed to win. Some of them are seats like a couple in California with very fine candidates. But given the idea that they are now going to be very quickly moving to bring this Hunter Biden case to trial with an indictment by a grand jury by Friday, September 29th, that's, what, 3 weeks from this Friday, that's actually... probably good news for everyone involved here. I'll tell you what else is good news. What else is good news is that there is more and more exposure of some of the difficulties that President Biden is having that are leading people to actually ask what normally would be considered to be impertinent questions. Vice President Kamala Harris said today that an important part of her job is the fact that she may have to take over if President Biden is unable to complete his term in office. And she's ready to do so if required. Ouch. This is actually, she's traveling in Indonesia. She's going to a meeting of the ASEAN nations that are allied in Indonesia, allied in Asia with the United States, and she went there in place of President Biden, and she was asked this question while she was there. We will get to that in a moment, but it does show some of the shocking weakness of Joe Biden. His greatest weakness, according to all the polls, is his age and the infirmity and the 81 years. And when you look at the incredible turn in the Kentucky population, where last time in Kentucky, Mitch McConnell won comfortably. He won in a landslide. And that was just 3 years ago. And again, if Mitch McConnell is probably not going to be running for re-election, but it goes to the problem that Joe Biden has, who would be the same age that Mitch McConnell is now by the time he runs for re-election. That issue, the issue that people believe that Joe Biden is just too old, is the one issue that won't go away. We will get to that and more about Kamala Harris saying that she's ready to take over at any time for Joe Biden. Terrible thing to say, but let's hope it's not necessary to even contemplate. We'll get to that coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
You will give the people of Earth an ideal to strive towards.
It's the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And with Vice President Kamala Harris in Indonesia, she had a session with a reporter today, a reporter from Associated Press, whose name is Chris Magarian. And Chris McGarian asked her very directly if she felt ready to take over the presidency if necessary. Here is the Vice President of the United States. Listen.
Questions about the president's age often go hand in hand with questions about how you would step in the role, you know, if necessary. Do you feel prepared for that possibility? And certainly as Vice President, prepared you for that job?
Yes.
And how would you, you know, describe that process?
Which process?
As far as, you know, being ready for that.
Well, first of all, I'm answering your hypothetical. But Joe Biden's going to be fine. So that is not going to come to fruition. But let us also understand that every vice president, understands that when they take the oath, that they must be very clear about the responsibility they may have to take over the job of being president. I am no different.
And basically what she is saying is that she has been preparing herself psychologically, which what she's saying is true, is that obviously when any vice president takes the oath of office, you understand that you don't have such important responsibilities as vice president, but you may have some of the most important responsibilities in the world. It can happen. We've had four presidents who have died in office. We've actually had four who've been assassinated and four who've died of natural causes in office. And thank God it's been a long time since we've had an assassinated president. It's been back to President Kennedy. And, of course, President Reagan beat the attempt to take his life. Thank God. The vice president is 58, by the way, so she is considerably younger than the 80-year-old president. And the conversation continued about President Biden's age with his potential successor. Listen.
First of all, let me say that our president has been an extraordinary leader. A substantial amount of time we spend together is in the Oval Office, where I see how his ability to understand issues and weave through complex issues in a way that no one else can to make smart and important decisions.
Okay, obviously she has to say that, and she is representing the United States at the annual summit for the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Jakarta, Indonesia. And she said also in her comments, well, first of all, I'm answering your hypothetical, but Joe Biden is going to be fine, so that is not going to come to fruition. Okay, basically what they say in the New York Post is they point out in this article about these comments that Harris has even lower favorability ratings than Biden, according to the Real Clear Politics average of recent polls, which finds that 40.7% of the public approves of her work versus 41.7% who approve of Biden. The difficulty here would be there's so much focus on anything that is vaguely embarrassing for Biden, a name that he got wrong. He mentioned that he was talking about a daughter of a very prominent person who doesn't have a daughter. And it's the kind of thing that if the president were 60 years old instead of 80, it wouldn't be an issue. Or it wouldn't be an issue. Yesterday, Biden presented a Medal of Honor to a Vietnam hero, a helicopter pilot. And he offered the Medal of Honor, and then after he awarded the medal, put it around the neck of the medal winner, the highest military honor you can get. After he awarded the medal, he left the stage abruptly, quote, leaving the Medal of Honor recipient befuddled on stage. Here is the explanation by White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Listen.
He left when there was a pause in the program in order to minimize his close contact with attendees who are about to participate in a reception. And as you all reported that, noticed that he left when there was a pause in the program because, again, he wanted to minimize his impact on folks who were there.
Okay, that's partially because Jill Biden has COVID. And even though the president has tested negative for COVID, does that sound like a ridiculous explanation? Maybe a little forced. Speaking of explanations, there's this. Jill Biden COVID diagnosis spawns Daffy conspiracy theory. Eric Spacklin, who is a former spokesperson for Project Veritas, tweeted that the First Lady's positive test was all part of the plan and implied that the plan is to get Americans back in masks. Others went even further. Kyle Becker, a former Fox News producer turned podcaster, shared a clip from ABC's The View, noting that host Whoopi Goldberg did not appear Tuesday morning since she has tested positive for COVID. First Jill Biden, now Whoopi has COVID. This is how they're priming America to bring back COVID lockdowns for the election, Becker wrote. Everything is a script. They're prepping you for the need for mail-in ballots in 2024. Conservative blogger Colin Rugg tweeted. It's happening again. The left-wing lunatics are trying very hard to bring back COVID lockdowns and mandates with their sudden fear-mongering about the new variants that are coming. Trump said in a video posted to social media on August 30th, they want to restart the COVID hysteria so they can justify more lockdowns, more censorship, more illegal drop boxes, more mail-in ballots. If Trump is going to continue to make war on mail-in ballots, it's going to cost them the election. Probably did last time as well. I mean, honest to God, really? This is part of a conspiracy that President Trump thinks may be happening? What do you think? 1-800-955-1776.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismissing retirement rumors, committing to complete his term despite recent health concerns.
I'm going to finish my term as leader, and I'm going to finish my Senate term.
He froze recently at two press conferences, but received clearance from the Capitol physician, who attributed them to occasional post-concussion lightheadedness stemming from a March injury. The heat just keeps coming for millions of residents of the eastern United States. Heat advisories have been issued for over 50 million people from Minnesota to Texas. Texas to Massachusetts. Over the holiday weekend, a number of cities shattered previous temperature records. As we head into fall, there's a concerning surge in COVID-19 infections. Hospitalizations and fatalities are on the rise, and the virus is increasingly appearing in wastewater samples. Tracking precise figures has become challenging as states are no longer obligated to report data to the CDC. John Schaefer, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, the idea appears to be that the fact that Jill Biden was diagnosed with COVID and that Whoopi Goldberg has COVID at the same time, that, quote, this is how they're priming America to bring back COVID lockdowns for the election. This, according to a former staff member of the Trump campaign. Everything is a script. They're preparing you for the need for mail-in ballots in 2024. It's happening again. Well, it is happening again. The totally disgraced, bankrupt, and utterly unreliable conspiracy theorist, Alex Jones, is also caught up with warning us in no uncertain terms about what they, and this is the problem with populism, you see, is that there's this big undisguised, undiagnosed, undesignated they who are doing crazy things to destroy us all. And by the way, if you can explain this to me, I want to play you some of what Alex Jones has to say. What is the idea of what Biden gains, for instance, from bringing back masks? Why does Biden care about bringing back masks right now, which have not been shown to be overwhelmingly important in terms of curbing this pandemic? In any event, here's Alex Jones' commentary from yesterday. Listen.
Why is it perfect timing? Because going to the election year, they had the last crisis go over 2.5 years. They'll bare minimum run this through the next election. It's only 14, 15 months out with mail-in ballots again. And we have all the eyewitnesses and testimony. that they'd get the mail-in ballots, and in some cases they were 99% for Joe Biden. Who believes that? U.S. Postal Service whistleblowers, USPS, poll-watching witnesses. I have it all here. We'll play it next hour. We do not have to sit here and take the same criminal UN, global, WAF, New World Order regimes, second rollout of lockdowns, and attempts at forced injections and travel restrictions and being told you're not essential. We don't have to lay down and die.
Okay, what exactly is does Joe Biden gain from masks? And the basic concept here, the idea that any efforts at public health and maybe dealing with some new variants that might be threatening and damaging, that this is part of a conspiracy to steal the election, and the fact that Trump would be going back to that, does that really help Trump? What helps Trump right now is something that is expressed very effectively by Chris Christie on Fox News. This is clip 3.
73% of voters say that President Biden is too old to run.
Yeah.
In response.
That means 73% of the people are really smart because he is too old. That's the bottom line. He's just too old. And you see it every day in him. You see the way he walks. You see the way he handles himself at press conferences. You saw him fall asleep sitting across from the Israeli president with an entire scrum of reporters in the Oval Office videoing it and taking pictures. The fact is, no one beats Father Time. And we have two leading contenders in each party who are both too old. Too old. 78 is too old, too, for Donald Trump. We don't need two candidates who are going to be 160 years old running next November. And by the way, in that same poll, I think it was 70% of the people said they didn't want the matchup to be Trump-Biden.
Okay, and there's more, actually, with Chris Christie. And he actually got into a somewhat testy exchange on Newsmax. You'll notice he's all over the place. He's on ABC, he's on Fox, he's on Newsmax. Why? Because he sometimes makes clever observations. This is Chris Christie talking about Trump's handling of the January 6th riots in the Capitol building. This is clip 8.
His conduct on January 6th was reprehensible. His lying about the election being stolen.
Many disagree with that assessment.
Well, I don't know how you can. You stand
peacefully and patriotically is how you can. That's
well,
what he said.
Let me tell you something. That's not what he did.
That's what he said.
No, well, it's not what he did.
But
he then told them to march up to the Capitol. He knew that there were people in that
peacefully
audience.
Peacefully and patriotically,
weapons.
Though.
No, that's not all he said.
Right.
You can focus on those three words.
Well, that's a quote. You're paraphrasing. I'm paraphrasing as well. But that's on both sides, right?
Well, no, there's not arguments on both sides, because when you incite people, as he did that day, and you see what the result is, he had another chance. He had another chance when he saw, even if he didn't intend for them to be violent, he saw them become violent, and he sat by and did nothing for 3 hours, watched it on television from the White House, and did nothing to get people to stop it. In my view, that's beneath the conduct of someone who's been honored to have the presidency.
Okay.
That's Chris Christie on Newsmax talking about Trump and January 6th. Meanwhile, the Washington State Department of Transportation, do we have that on audio, Jeremy, or is this just news bulletin? It's the WSDOT, the Washington State Department of Transportation, has closed a 25-acre homeless encampment. Did you know we had a 25-acre homeless encampment? It's in South Seattle. They closed it yesterday. The cleanup of the Myers Way encampment in the Highland Park neighborhood could take weeks as crews remove more than 60 cars and RVs, tons of debris, all while being on guard against potential booby traps in the camp. Listen, this is from Como 4.
This is day one of what could be weeks or months of repair work to a forest on state land in Seattle. Trash, debris, RVs, and cars are littered across 25 acres where dozens of people lived in a sprawling homeless encampment.
This is the biggest site we've dealt with today. 25 acres is a huge site.
Morgan Ballow with Clean the Site is delicate because crews have to be on the lookout for booby traps and hazardous material.
Sometimes booby traps, and so we're going to come in with heavy equipment and pick it up and throw it away.
You know, that's your brother, your cousin, your uncle, somebody's father who's been out here trying to survive this whole time.
Nicole Alexander led the outreach work that placed around 80% of the people who lived here into housing.
You don't want them to go from here and just do this same thing somewhere else. How do you prevent this from just moving down the road?
We want to take folks from out here in uninhabitable conditions inside to like actually start to work on that.
The area around the encampment is constant craziness. We saw this woman in the road today screaming at passing cars, and neighbors have complained for months about gunfire and explosions in the camp.
You can't even sleep at night because there's something going on across the street. Bang, 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 boom.
Seniors across the street at the Arrowhead Gardens apartment pushed the state to move quicker to deal with the encampment.
I mean, we're talking 25 acres, dozens of people, 60-plus cars. This is a huge issue. Does this need to be dealt with more on the front end as these communities are being established than letting it get to this point?
When we see individuals that are unsheltered, if we have the resources, we should be engaging. We should be building that relationship and really starting to navigate that with folks.
Okay, this is unbelievable. Jeremy Steiner said something very wise. If you have time to make a booby trap for the sanitation workers, you have time to get a job. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Okay, we've been talking a little bit about Chris Christie. He is, of course, a huge fan and a personal friend of the boss, of Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, it's a New Jersey thing, right? They just did a survey that was done by Politico, where they asked all the presidential candidates, what are the songs that move your soul? We'll show you some of the results beyond Chris Christie next time on the MedVed Show. Meanwhile, we have just a couple of days more, two more days, for our very special half-price sale on some of the best talks that we've ever recorded. These are talks that I've given around the country. These topics are why media lean left, and victory lessons from Ronald Reagan. That was at a Republican rally I spoke at. The media grudge against Israel. With all of the talk about Jews in the media, why is the coverage of Israel generally so nasty? 10 lies about same-sex marriage. Hollywood's delusions about itself, faith-based schools and education in America, and confronting media lies about sex and marriage. Those are some of the topics, plus myths and truths about the U.S. Constitution. Now, all of this is available at half price off. That's $15 per talk, or all of them together, over 15 hours of audio for $199. Check it out at michaelmedved.com for two more days. This half-price sale is available for Thursday and Friday. Go check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com. We are speaking about the ongoing difficulty in terms of trying to find some excitement, some signs of hope in this particular presidential possibilities. And again, when you hear that President Trump very recently has just warned about a conspiracy to steal votes based upon warning people about COVID and some of the new variants of COVID that are worrying people. I mean, the idea that this is all conspiratorial or part of a conspiracy, President Trump would do better looking at some of the other problems that are confronting him very directly and very personally. There is this. A federal judge ruled today that Donald Trump is liable for making defamatory statements against E. Jean Carroll in 2019, leaving it to a jury to determine how much the former president should pay in damages. He was previously ordered to pay $5 million. I believe that they are now looking at topping that to $10 million. The panel awarded Carroll a $5 million judgment at the time in combined damages. And Trump said, I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. The verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. The second Carroll case revolves around statements Trump made 3 years earlier when the former journalist first came forward with her story. The story was that she was sexually assaulted by Trump at a dressing room at, Bergdorf Goodman? Bloomingdale's, it is some high-end department store in New York. The presiding judge, Lewis Kaplan, ruled in his Wednesday order, that's today, that the earlier guilty verdict will inform the second defamation lawsuit, initially set to begin on January 15th, 2024, in New York City. The date coincides, well, it's the date before. It's the date of the Iowa caucuses. So that's exciting. The former president's attorney, whose name is Alina Habra, dismissed Judge Kaplan's ruling in the case, popularly known as Carroll 2, as inconsequential. We remain very confident that the Carroll 2 verdict will be overturned on appeal, which will render this decision moot, Trump's attorney said on Wednesday. We also anticipate that the Second Circuit will stay this trial as it considers the meritorious defenses that have been raised by President Trump. This is a very difficult thing to envision because there are so many different legal proceedings. It's not just the four sets of indictments. Okay. The indictment that was done by the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, in Florida, involving mishandling of classified documents. The second set of indictments by Jack Smith that was set for adjudication in Washington, D.C. Another federal indictment involving President Trump's conduct and handling of the January 6th riots. There is then the Florida handling of the classified documents. There is also, don't forget, the hush money for porn stars case by the New York District Attorney. And then, of course, the Fulton County, Georgia, big case with 91 charges against President Trump and associates, with a total of 19 defendants. But wait, there's more. There's plus the Attorney General of the state of New York, Letitia James, who is going after the Trump company, and potentially they would be liable for the paying $250 million in damages and giving up the chance of ever doing business in New York again because of a chronic pattern of dishonesty for which they are accused. Then there is the E. Jean Carroll case, which may be one of the first. That's the one supposed to come up in January. That's the second case on defamation. And really, this is part of what the former president and would-be next president is going to be dealing with over the next few months. Maybe time for some entertainment. There's actually a surprisingly entertaining new movie with Simon Pegg and Minnie Driver and Christopher Lloyd and more. Funny title, Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Simon Pegg stars in a boldly bizarre true story about a paranormal investigator in 1930s Britain who, together with his assistant, played by Minnie Driver, checks out reports of a talking beast in the dark comedy Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose.
A talking mongoose. Did you observe this creature?
No.
No.
I did hear it.
Because we can't see him doesn't mean he ain't here.
And you'll see at the very end of this strange but elegant film some of the photos of the real Nandor Fodor and the elusive creature he explored, and understand the appeal of this profoundly peculiar subject matter, enlivened by a fine supporting cast including Christopher Lloyd. It's funny, quirky, consistently intriguing, and worth staying till the end of the credits for an amusing bonus about the making of the film. Rated PG-13 for some tough language and threats of violence. 3 stars for Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose. Okay, the title is bizarre. The little surprise that they pack for you at the end of the credits is bizarre and very much worth staying for because I'm still trying to figure it out. It's actually a surprisingly entertaining film given the fact that Nandor Fodor and the Talking Mongoose is not a title that's easy to remember. Tomorrow, big news from China. They have been considering banning clothes that hurt the feelings of others. How do you hurt the feelings of others? And there has the a question with Joel Kotkin, who will be joining us, about America's blue states, why the Democratic-ruled states are faring so much worse under Joe Biden, and will the president be punished at the ballot box? That and the favorite, most moving songs chosen by each presidential candidate. We'll play you samples, too, next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.